that's huge for him, because you're going to need everyone to score here in the final two games of the regular season, or two games of the state tournament.
Yeah, it is. It is huge. You know, we need everybody, and last night it was kind of a two-man show. Zach contributed nine, but we need, it's all hands on deck at this point. It doesn't matter. It's Lebo basketball, and it doesn't matter how the ball goes in the hoop, as long as it goes in for Lebo. And that's what I tell the guys, like, just it doesn't matter who scores, just keep going and find a way.
You mentioned about Zach Oswald. He had 9 points, but he also grabbed 10 huge rebounds, and that's about 30% of your rebounds you got last night were from Zach, and you had 35 rebounds total and shooting 58% from the field too.
Yeah, I mean, Zach's just been, he's playing at another level. I mean, I know on the roster it says a sophomore, but by this time of the year you're not a sophomore anymore, and he's playing that way. He had a double double there in sub-state. He was 1 point away from a double double last night. Like, he's playing at a different level. He's given us, both on the offensive glass and securing the defensive glass, he's grabbing everything down there.
We're visiting with Lebo boys basketball coach Dennis Becker here on the Mellis Tire pregame show. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk about Axtell. This is Lebo postseason basketball on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantell.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs, 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most, proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
We continue our conversation with Lebo boys basketball coach Dennis Becker here on the Mellis Tire pregame show. And coach, you're taking on Axtell, 21-4 on the season. They defeated Buckland last night, 59-44. And looking over the box score from last night, it looks like Grady Bushing had 13 points. Isaac Detweiler, he's a good eight-man football player. Recognize that name. He also had 13 points last night. But, they are a powerful school in athletics, and everyone knows about what they can do in football, and they've had a history in basketball as well. But what stands out about the Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, as you look at the box score, you can tell. I mean, they're a very balanced team. They don't rely on one player. Obviously, Isaac's the one that makes them go. He's the one that gets that team and offense rolling. But they don't rely on just one person. They get it from multiple ways, and then as you talked also, they have that culture of winning and expecting excellence, and just as in football, they expect to win, and you have to overcome that.
And what's a key in shoot around today for you guys?
It's gonna be the same thing as it was yesterday. It starts on the defensive end. We don't need Grayson to score 30 tonight. It'd be nice, but we need somebody else to step up. But it has to start on defense. We have to get stops. We can't be taking the ball out of the hoop. We got to get stops, and then we can go down and run our offense.
And how important is it to stay locked in? I know the girls are playing right before you guys, and they're looking to get to the state championship game, and and you guys are looking to do the same and try to make it an all Lebo 1A Division II state championship. But you got a really powerful opponent ahead of you. And what's big defensively for you guys tonight to win this game?
It's the same formula. You know, you gotta secure the rebounds, and you gotta get good pressure defense and make them work for their shots. You know, nothing comes easy. Make them work and then limit their opportunities. Limit them to one shot per possession and nothing easy. No easy leak out transition points and make them earn everything.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight, and Ken, we'll talk to you after the game.
All right, thank you.
That's Lebo boys basketball coach Dennis Becker joining us here on the Mel's Tire pregame show. Let's wrap up the Mel's Tire pregame show and get you back out to Great Bend and the Kirkman Center at Barton Community College with Ken Hansen. This is Lebo boys postseason basketball on Mix 104.9.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Winter weather can bring ice, snow, and slick roads. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Avid Ascend to the Geolander ATGO15 or Geolander HTGO56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. And remember, Mel's Tire offers quality service on your vehicle's brakes, struts, shocks, front-end alignment, and mechanical work. Come see us at Mel's Tire, 915 Graham Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This has been the Rich Door Company postgame show, brought to you by The Rich Door Company. For residential and commercial garage door sales and service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, 3 self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Mix 104.9.
Welcome back to Barton Community College. I'm Ken Hansen, set to bring you the action tonight on the boys' side. We have the Lebo Wolves taking on the Axtell Eagles here tonight. And what should be an outstanding game here between the 2-seed Axtell and the 6-seed Lebo Wolves. Axtell got here on a 59-44 victory over Buckland the other night. And one of the things in that game with Buckland, they just got out to a good start. They were led 16-8 after the first and 16-8 after the second. The second half was pretty even between the two. Yeah, it was a pretty even game between the two. But they got off to such a commanding lead that they were able to prove it in cruise control to start that game. The winner of this advances to tomorrow. Yeah, we'll move the ESU game tomorrow to, we'll be on KVOE at a, with the tip-off set for about 2:15. Good luck to Coach Craig Doty and the crew tomorrow afternoon when they take on Northern State. Let's give you a rundown of the starting lineups for today's game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And of course, Henry says, go Dogs, because he is a Madison Bulldog. The winner of this plays will advance to tomorrow night's championship game when they'll take on the Greeley County Jackrabbits. Let's give you a rundown of the starters for tonight's game. For Axtell, they'll go with Grady Busing, a 6'2 junior. Eli Broxterman, a 6-foot sophomore. Isaac Detweiler, the All-Stater in football, a 5'11 senior. Cullen Shaughnessy, a 5'10 freshman. And Brandon Schmelzy, a 6'2 sophomore. Head coach is Jason Tynan. He's assisted by James Shaughnessy. And for the Lebo Wolves, they'll go with Landon Grimmett, a 6-foot senior. Luke Davies, a 6'1 senior. Grayson Shoemaker, a 6'1 junior. Austin Bainley, a 5'10 senior. And Zachary Oswald, a 6'2 sophomore. And that is the starting lineup. It's brought to you by Henry Ott with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Please call Henry for all your land sale purchase and appraisal needs at 620-437-7340. We'll take a 3-minute timeout and be back with the game. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties. And Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most. Proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Tri-County Real Estate. Carmen Mackey provides outstanding personalized service to buyers and sellers in Lebo and the surrounding area. Call Carmen at 620-341-0838. USD 243 Lebo Waverly, committed to excellence in and out of the classroom. They're here for you. And Wolf Car Wash and Dog Wash in Lebo, helping you outshine the competition and get your car clean. Check out their automatic wash, three self-serve bays, and dog wash. Go Wolves!
Back here at Barton Community College, we're getting ready for, they're just getting now introducing the starting lineups for tonight's game. Yeah, both Lebo games tomorrow, I want to let you know, both Lebo games tomorrow will be on Mix 104.9. The Olpe third place game from Dodge City will be on Country 101.7 at 2 o'clock. And the ESU men's game in the national tournament will be on KBOE AM beginning at about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. But this is a great environment out here. There's a lot of folks. Okay, Lebo won the first game with enthusiasm and attendance, but Axtell is trying to match them here in this second game. But it's going to be a fun matchup between two really good programs. And I mean, it's just this is an exciting atmosphere here at Barton Community College, and they've done a nice job. As a media person here, I've appreciated everything that they've done for me up here. A nice hospitality room too. But the winner of this will advance to play Tribune Greeley County tomorrow in the championship game, which will be at 6:15. The loser will play in the third place game at 2 o'clock against Coldwater South Central. Axtell out of the tough Twin Valley League. I mean, they've had to play the Hanovers, the Centralias. When people talk about how good the Lyon County League is, the Twin Valley League matches it. And Lebo will be in their road red with white numbers and black and white stripes, while Axtell is in their home white with blue numbers and red and blue stripes. And we are set to bring you the action here tonight on Mix 104.9. Landon Grimm set to jump center for Lebo. He'll be going up against Brandon Schmelzy. And the referees are ready to go, and so are we. All right. I don't know what they're waiting on, but they're waiting on somebody to say throw the ball. And the tip goes to Isaac Detweiler of Axtell. And they get the ball to Brandon Schmelzy. Schmelzy gets it up top to Detweiler. Man-to-man defense being put on by Lebo. Detweiler with it. Gets it over to Broxterman. Broxterman back up to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy. And now they get left side to Detweiler. Detweiler gets it back up. Now to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy gets in the paint. Shot is up. No good. Rebound by Detweiler, but there's going to be a foul on Detweiler. As Detweiler went over, crashed into Zach Oswald. That is the first foul on Isaac Detweiler. Man-to-man defense being put on by Axel. Grimmett brings it up, gets it now across the timeline. Gets the ball to the left side, now in the left corner to Luke Davies. Davies gets it back in the left corner now. Now back up to Grimmett. Now to Austin Bailey. Bailey brings it up, free throw line. Gets it in to Detweiler. Davies has it. Davies back up. Now they hand the ball off to Grimmett. Grimmett's going to call for travel. That's the first turnover of the night on Lebo. No score. We're just over a minute into the game. Now they get the ball up to Smelzy. Smelzy gets it over to Boxman. Boxman left side to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy now gives it off. Now a three-pointer by Shaughnessy. He's up off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Luke Davies. Davies has it. Gets it across the timeline for Lebo. Off to Grimmett. Grimmett. Now goes the right side to Bailey. Bailey over to Grimmett. Grimmett gets it into Oswald. Oswald reverse layup. No good. Rebounded. Pulled down by Grady Busenitz for Axel. He gets the ball left side, driving baseline all the way to the basket. Layup good by Isaac Detweiler. First 2 points of the night go to Axel. Grimmett gets it across the timeline. Grimmett goes off. Now he's going to get an offensive foul on Zach Oswald. What in the world? Oh, they're saying he set an illegal screen. Either that or the referee's learned a new dance move. Isaac Detweiler gets it across the timeline. Now jumpers up and good by Brandon Smelzy. And that's a 4-0 lead for Axel. Getting it across the timeline. Right side it goes to Davies. Davies now gets it to Bailey. Bailey gets it in underneath the Shoemaker. Shoemaker's shot is up and good. He was hot last night. Continues that here tonight. First two of the night for Grayson Shoemaker. Now they get the ball up top. It's Broxman. Broxman left side to Detweiler. Now they get a three-pointer's up and no good. Rebound, though, pulled down by Busenitz. Busenitz gives it. They dish it off left side to Detweiler. Detweiler gets inside, shot is up and good. Isaac Detweiler with 4, and that's a 6-2 lead for Axtell. Now getting it across his land and Grimmett, gives it off to Shoemaker. Shoemaker takes it in, dishes it back to Oswald. Oswald right side, Shoemaker for 3, no good. Rebound Bailey, put back up, good. Austin Bailey with his first 2, cuts the lead to 6-4. Ball goes down on the left side to Smelzy. Smelzy gets it right side to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy now to Broxman. Broxman left side to Detweiler. Detweiler inside shot by Busenitz is up and good. Grady Busenitz with his first 2, and that's an 8-4 lead. 3:50 to go here in the first quarter. Now they get it across the timeline. Left side Grimmett for 3. Good! Landon Grimmett with his first 3 points of the night. And we're going to get a traveling call on Eli Broxman. And now in the game, Landon Schmitz is in the game. His aunt is a good friend of mine. Now, Gets the ball back out to Grayson Shoemaker. And if Kyle and Angie are listening up in Topeka, your land is now in the game. Now running shot by Shoemaker's up, no good. Rebound put back up and no good by Zach Oswald. My great nephew Landon Grimmett's got 3 points already on the night. And he is a great nephew. That foul is on Landon Schmitz, his first. Free throw is up and good by Oswald. Free throw is up and good. And it's now a 9-8 lead for Lebo, their first lead of the night. Driving in left, right side, Isaac Detweiler, shots up, no good. Rebound, they get it out to Grimmett. Grimmett on the left wing. Grimmett thought about taking it. He's going to take a baseline. Gets in, layup, good, and should have been a foul, but not a foul called. And he gets Landon Grimmett now with five. And that's an 11-8 lead for Lebo. Ball almost stolen away, but loose ball picked up by, they get it into Detweiler, and Detweiler tries to get it in underneath the Grady Bissonnette's. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with Axtell. And now shot is up and no good. Rebound put back up by Grant Bissonnette. No good. Rebound now. Loose ball. Grimmett comes up with it. Grimmett gets it down to Shoemaker. Shoemaker out to Grimmett. 10-footer. No good. Rebound pulled down by Grant Bissonnette. Now Axtell on the break. Layup. Landon Schmitz. Good. Landon Schmitz with his first two. Cuts the lead to 11-10. But Lebo still with the lead. 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Landon Grimmett with it up top. With Grimmett. Dribbles over the left side. Gets the ball down to Bailey. Bailey drives in, has the ball stripped, and he's fouled on the shot. Austin Bailey. Foul is on Eli Brocksterman, his first. Austin Bailey at the line to shoot two. Free throw is up, and it is no good. Second free throw by Bailey. On the way up, and it is good. Austin with 3 points on the night. And here comes Axtell to either tie it or take the lead. Up top, Landon Schmitz gets it in underneath. Shot is up and good. By Brandon Schmelzy. He's got four, and we're tied at 12. Austin Bailey gets inside, shot is up, and good! Austin Bailey taking it to the basket. He's got five, and the lead goes back to Lebo, 14-12. 1:10 to go here in the first. Ball goes left side. They get it back up to Brocksterman. Brocksterman left side to Schmelzy. Back to Detweiler. Detweiler gives it up to Brocksterman. Three-pointer, no good. Rebound, battle for it, goes to Grayson Shoemaker. For Lebo. Grayson across the timeline. Now gets ball left side to Grimmett. Grimmett drives baseline, gets the jumper up, and good! Landon Grimmett with seven. That's a four-point lead for Lebo, 16-12, 30 seconds to go. Inside, Schmitz gets it out. Left side, Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler gets it up top. Jumper is up and no good. Rebound, Balfour, and the hands of Zach Oswald. 16 seconds to go. Left side, Grimmett. 7 seconds to go. Grimmett wanting to go off a screen. Grimmett gets in. Three-pointer. Good! Landon Grimmett's three-pointer at the buzzer. And Lebo with their largest lead of the night. The referees are meeting to discuss it. They're going over to discuss something. But after one, it's Lebo 19, Axtell 12. We'll be back with the second quarter following this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations. Radcliffe Propane, providing propane for residential, commercial, farm, and oil leases in Greenwood, Chase, Coffee, and Lyon counties, and Hostess Brands, featuring delicious products made in Emporia by your friends, family, and neighbors. Good luck to all area athletes.
Lebo State Basketball brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com. By GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 344-0661. And by Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group. Buyers, sellers, and land connected. Give Cody a call today at 620-794-1229 to experience the Midwest Land Group difference.
Grayson Shoemaker gets a quick shot and a two, and they send the lead up to 21-12. The ball goes to the left side. Detweiler. Detweiler gets it up. Now goes back to Broxman. Broxman gets it inside to Brandon Schmelzy, and he's fouled. Foul is on Grayson Shoemaker, his first. And ball comes in up top to Schmelzy. Schmelzy gets it in underneath. They get it back out. Swing it left side. Three-pointer is up and no good by Eli Broxman. And Lebo comes down with the rebound. Grimmett gets it in the paint, dishes it off left side to Davies. Davies, shot is up, and no good. Rebound tipped out. Austin Bailey's jumper, in and out. Rebound tipped by Grayson Shoemaker. Good, and a foul. Grayson Shoemaker now with six. And we're going to, Lebo leads now 23-12. Timeout called by Axtell. 6:48 to go in the first half. It's Lebo 23, Axtell 12. Back after this one-minute timeout on Mix 104.9.
Lebo State Basketball being brought to you by Grimmett Concrete. They do commercial, flat work, or residential pours. Call Jeff at 620-340-3434 or Scott at 620-343-0174. Let the experts at Grimmett Concrete assist you. The Lebo Booster Club, they back the pack. Proud supporters of Lebo students and all their success in the classroom and on the court. Go Wolves! And Miller Granite Memorials, providing memorials of distinctive design including granite, bronze, and marble. Check out one of their locations in Emporia, Lebo, Iola, Ottawa, or east of Marysville.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by MT Networks. Looking for a fast, reliable internet company you can trust? MT Networks brings internet opportunities to their neighbors in Greenwood and Coffee counties. Sign up for MT Networks today at mantill.com. Henry out with Tallgrass Appraisal Services and Von Roth Land Brokers in Madison. Call Henry for all your land sale, purchase, and appraisal needs. 620-437-7340. And Van Arsdale Funeral Services, putting your family first when it matters the most. Proudly serving the Lebo and Madison communities.
Shoemaker misses the free throw. Here comes Axtell with the basketball. They get the ball left side. It goes to Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy gets it up top to Schmelzy. Schmelzy goes right side to Broxman. Broxman now gives it to Grady Buesening. Now they go left side, Isaac Detweiler. Detweiler gives it up to Broxman. Broxman, right side to Buesening. Back up top to Detweiler. Detweiler goes, gets the ball left side to Shaughnessy. Now they go right side over to Broxman. Up top to Schmelzy. Schmelzy gives the ball off. Now they get to Colin Shaughnessy. Shaughnessy gets it in underneath. Layup good by Grady Buesening. Grady Buesening's shot is up and good. And now it's 23-14. Lebo with the 9-point lead. Luke Davies has it. Gets the ball right side. They're going to get a double dribble call on Luke Davies. Now they get the ball. Here comes Isaac Detweiler across the timeline. Man-to-man defense being put on by Lebo. They go to the right side to Brandon Smelzy. Smelzy at the right elbow. Gets it back up to Detweiler at the free throw line. Now on the right wing, three-pointer is up and no good by Eli Brockstrom. And Lebo gets the ball. 5:19 to go in the first half. Lebo up 23-14. Landon Grimmett for three. Good! Landon Grimmett with his third three. And he's got 13 on the night. Lead 26-14. Now three-pointer by Brockstrom. No good. Ball goes out of bounds to Lebo. Checking in the game. Back in the game. It's Landon Smits for Axel. And in the game for Lebo, it's Dominic Risner. Davies across the timeline. Ball goes to the left side to Risner. Risner gets it up. Swings it over to Luke Davies. Now left side to Landon Grimmett. Grimmett for three. No good. Rebound goes out. Oswald saves it. Knocks it off. Oh, didn't quite knock it off. Of Eli Brockstrom. The ball goes out of bounds. Good hustle, though, by Oswald to try to save that rebound. 4:30 to go here in the first half. Lebo leading by 12. Ball right side to Smits. Smits being guarded by Dominic Risner. Smits having trouble with the basketball. Now they get it right side, get it in underneath. And this ball stolen away by Luke Davies. Luke Davies just ripped it out of the hands of Grady Buesening. Dominic Risner has it. Gets the ball up. Landon Grimmett on the right side. Gives it in underneath the Oswald layup. Good! What a pass by Grimmett. Just perfect in to Oswald. Oswald with three, with 4 points on the night. They get the ball left side. Landon Smith's shot is up. No good. Rebounded by Grayson Shoemaker. Shoemaker across the timeline. Takes it all the way to the basket. Layup. No good. There's an offensive foul on Grayson Shoemaker. A little scoot maybe there underneath there, but they're going to get the second foul on Grayson Shoemaker. Just the third team foul of the half on Lebo. And now with the basketball left side, it's Detweiler. Detweiler gets it up top to Grady Buesening. Buesening goes to the right side to Smits. Smits gets it in underneath, layup. By Buesen, by Detweiler, no good. Detweiler gets the rebound, brings it back out. I think Detweiler just showing some toughness inside there. Now Buesening, turnaround shots, no good. Rebound by Luke Davies. Shoemaker gets it across the timeline. Shoemaker dribbles to the baseline. Gets it back out to Risner for three. Good! Dominic Risner. And another timeout going to be called by Axtell. 2:52 to go in the first half. It is Lebo 31, Axtell 14. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to Lebo State Tournament Action on Mix 104.9 FM.
Lebo State Basketball is brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care. Keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. By First Choice Plumbing, serving Emporia and surrounding communities. When it comes to plumbing, they want to be your first choice. Call 620-208-6505. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial in Emporia. Eric Thomas, Brian Fortner, and staff wish the Lebo Wolves good luck.
Lebo has outscored Axtell 12-2 here in the second quarter and has a 17-point lead with 2:52 to go here in the second quarter. But you know one thing, Axel will fight back. And Lebo's got to keep putting the pressure on. Isaac Detweiler has it. Gives it up to Busany. Busany the right side to Broxterman. Broxterman to Brandon Smilsey. The right corner, it goes to Broxterman. Broxterman back up to Detweiler. Detweiler right wing. Now they get the ball left side to Smits. Smits gets inside. Shot blocked by Zach Oswald. Rebound by Lebo. They get the ball to Risner. Risner goes to the right side to Grimmett. Grimmett gets it in underneath the Oswald. Oswald gets inside. Layup. Good! And a foul! Zach Oswald muscling his way in there. Oswald with five. I mean, Oswald with six. Shooting the bonus shot. Free throw good. He's got seven. And Lebo's up 20, 34 to 14. Ball goes to the left side. Detweiler with it. Detweiler gives the ball. Three pointers up and no good by Broxterman. Rebounded by Lebo. Shoemaker with it. Gets the ball on the right side to Grimmett. Goes across court to Risner. Risner goes baseline. Gets in the Oswald jumper. Good! Zach Oswald with nine. And the lead's 36 to 14 for the Wolves. Ball goes to the left side to Schmitz. Jumper, no good. Rebound, Isaac Detweiler. Put back up, no good. Rebounded by Zach Oswald. Throws the ball the length of the court to Shoemaker, but threw a very hard pass. Lebo has outscored them 17-2 now in the second quarter. Detweiler gets it across the timeline. Gets the ball to the right side to Broxterman. Broxterman back up to Smelt. Now they get it in the right corner to Broxterman. Broxterman. Now Detweiler gives it. Now they get it to Broxterman and to Detweiler. Detweiler turns around, gives it out. Three-pointer is up and good by Brandon Smilsey. He's got seven, and they needed that. 36 cuts the lead to 36-17. Grimmett goes baseline. He's going to be fouled out front. My Landon got fouled by Landon Smets, by Angie's Landon. My friend Angie's Landon. Austin Bailey checking back in the game. Austin Bailey turns around, gives the ball to Grimmett. Grimmett drives baseline, kicks it back out to Bailey. Bailey to Grimmett in the corner for three. Good! Landon Grimmett with his fourth three-pointer of the night. And he's got 16. 15 seconds to go here in the quarter. Detweiler drives baseline, layup good. Now Grimmett gets it across the timeline. He wants another one. Steps out for three. Good! Whoa! The Lebo Wolves, after a great first half of basketball. Oh, my goodness. The Lebo Wolves lead at halftime 42-19. We'll be back with the halftime show after this three-minute timeout. You're listening to Lebo Wolves basketball on Mix 104.9.